Here's a factoid for you. In the United States alone, in the 1980s and 90s, it's estimated that it cost more than $2 billion to keep zebra mussels from clogging up water intake pipes. $2 billion. Guess who paid for that? You did, in higher bills. Zebra mussels are an invasive species. That is, they're native to a foreign place, and they were transported here, like many invasives, by a ship. Zebra mussels were sucked up in ballast water in a foreign port and then pumped out in a Great Lakes port. The zebra mussels have spread all over the Great Lakes in huge numbers. They attach to everything, including intake pipes. They've crowded out native mussels, and zebra mussels eat the microscopic plant life at the bottom of the food chain, making fish more scarce and causing fish prices to go up. And that's just the beginning. There's been something like 160 invasive species, such as foreign fish, plants, and insects, brought into the Great Lakes region one way or another, and each one has caused problems. Dutch elm disease kills trees. A fish called round goby eats the eggs of native sport fish. Invasive mites are killing off honeybees.
People aren't outraged about it. And they're not outraged about it because I think we in the public interest community and the government side haven't done what it takes to clearly communicate why this is a problem to people.
Cameron Davis is with the Lake Michigan Federation, an environmental group that works to get policies changed in the Great Lakes Basin. Davis says most of the time people just don't understand that because the government is not doing enough to stop invasive species from entering the country, it ends up costing them and takes a toll on the natural environment.
When zebra mussels, for example, get into drinking water intakes, municipalities have to pay to keep those things out of there. That means higher rates for you and me. For other people, fishing is impacted. Invasive species getting into the lakes can mean competition for those native species like yellow perch. Because of round gobies, because of zebra mussels, and other invasive species getting into the Great Lakes.
The government agencies which work on these kinds of problems know about them, and some things have been done to try to prevent new invasive species from being introduced or control them once they're here. Tom Skinner is a regional administrator for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and also heads up the EPA's Great Lakes National Program Office. Skinner says there are several obstacles to stopping these invasions.
One is identifying all the possibilities out there. Two is identifying how they get into the lakes. Three is coming up with a technical solution to deal with the invasive nature of the species. And four is getting the resources to make sure that you put the technical solutions into place.
And there's another problem. Government agencies, much like people, tend to deal with one problem at a time. For example, sea lampreys entered the Great Lakes after a canal was opened. They decimated lake trout populations. Government agencies attacked that problem. Asian carp are threatening to spread from the Mississippi River system to the Great Lakes through a canal. Government agencies are putting up barriers. One problem equals one fix. Tom Skinner's counterpart in Canada, John Mills, with Environment Canada, says governments are beginning to realize that stopping the spread of invasive species cannot just be fixed one problem at a time.
It isn't a simple problem of just focusing in on ballast water. It's a much broader problem. You can get organisms coming in on wood or the commodities that will take up residence in the basin and create havoc.
So there are lots of ways for invasive species to enter the Great Lakes region, but the Lake Michigan Federation's Cameron Davis says no one seems to be looking at the overall problem.
We've got a number of different gateways to get into the Great Lakes, but we have all kinds of different departments looking at A, individual gateways, or B, looking at individual species. Nobody's really there to pull it all together, and we have a big institutional problem that way.
And there's no one movement among environmental groups or consumer groups to pressure the governments to step back and look at the policies that allow shipping and trade to continue to easily transport invasive species into the Great Lakes region. The EPA's Tom Skinner says government agencies are working on it.
We're going to continue to work with the Coast Guard, with the Corps of Engineers, with our friends to the north in Canada, and try and come up with a comprehensive solution to these various invasive problems. But it's easy to say. It takes a great deal of work and effort to do that.
And government agencies are not getting any real kind of public pressure to do it because the public doesn't realize the price it's paying for invasive species. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.